Yeah, we're holding Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. We're again in the middle of the Shiloh between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yechnin, whether we pass the halacha like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to carry from the Chotzer into a Karfif, into a Gag. Now, Rav said that's only Kishalei Irvu, when they did not make an Eruva Chatzeris in the Chotzer. So therefore, the Kalim in the Chotzer are only Kalim that started out in the Chotzer, therefore you're allowed to carry. But in the case where there is an Eruve Chatzeris that you're allowed to carry out from the house into the Chotzer, Rav holds this Gzerah, you can't carry out any Kalim from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. And Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon and Paska know that Rabbi Shimon doesn't make the Gzerah. Even though there is an Eruve Chatzeris you're allowed to carry out from your house into the Chotzer, so it's true there are Kalim in the Chotzer that started out in the house, still the other Kalim that started out in the Chotzer at the beginning of Shabbos, you were allowed to carry them from one Chotzer into another Chotzer. That was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now we're going to bring Raya's. Again, Toshima. It's around the eighth line from the top. On the Tzadik Aleph from the base. Toshima. Chomesh Chatzerois Hapsuchoi Zulazu. If you have five different Chotzers that are opened up one to the other. Hapsuchos Lamovi. They're also opened up on top into the Movi. Now there's an exit into the Movi, and they're all opened up one to the other. Now, Vishachachu Kulam V'loi Irvu. All five Chatzerim forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris. Is Alocha Oso Lahachnes Olohitzi Mechotzer L'movi. You're not allowed to carry out from the Chotzer into the Movi. Or Minah Movi L'chotzer. Who are then you can't carry out from the Movi into the Chotzer? Hey, since they did not make a Shtufa Mevois here, there's no heter to carry out from a Chotzer into the Movi. The Kelim Sheshiftoi B'Chotzer. But what about a Keli that at the beginning of Shabbos started out in the Chotzer? Mutel Letautlon B'Chotzer. You're allowed to carry it all around the Chotzer. Even though there's no Arubi Chatzeris, still from one Chotzer to another Chotzer you're allowed to carry. Over Movi Yosser. But to carry it in the Movi, that's Osser. And we'll soon see later the Gemara explains this means you can't carry from the Chotzer into the Movi. Since they did not make a Shtufa Mevois, even if the Keli started out in the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry it from the Chotzer into the Movi. This is the Chachamim Shita. For Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon Shita is though it's Mutter, you're allowed to carry from a Chotzer into a Movi, even without an Eruv Chatzeris, or without a Shtufa Mevois. Shoyi Rabbi Shimon Oimer, because Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Zaman Shehein Sharabin, Kol Zaman, this Chotzer belongs to a few people, V'shochachu V'loi Irvu, and they forgot to make an Eruv Chatzeris. Is so therefore, since there's no Eruv Chatzeris, there are no Kalim from the house in the Chotzer, you only have Kalim that started out in the Chotzer. So therefore the din is, a Gag, a roof, the Chotzer and the front yard, the Achsadra and the porch, Rafeses and the balcony, the Karfif and open park, Movui, even a Movui, an alleyway, Kulon Rishus Achasein, they're all considered one Rishus, that providing the Radalav Mechitis around you, you're in a Rishus Yochid, you're allowed to carry from one of these Rishuyis to another Rishuyis. This is Reb Shimon's halacha. Now here it says, time modele irvu. Why does Reb Shimon say it's mutter? Because there's no Aruva Chatzeris. Therefore, there are no Kalim from the house in the Chotzer. So there's no Gzera. Mashma kloha irvu. Mashma, if there is an Aruva Chatzeris, that the people in the Chotzer are allowed to carry out their Kalim from the house into the Chotzer, then loy, then you're not allowed to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is the Gzeira, that when you're Ishchiyach to have Kalim from the house in the Chotzer, in the case of Girvu, you're not allowed to carry any Kalim from this Chotzer to another Chotzer. So Lechura, this goes according to Rabbi Shimon, so Lechura, it's a Klor Rai according to Rav, that even Rabbi Shimon is only Moida Kishalei Irvu. Mashenkin Kishirvu, it's also the Gzeira. And for the Gemara, no, Maila Irvu, what does the Braisa mean to say here? They did not make an Eruv Chatzeris, Atayla Irvu Chatzeris Bahadi Adodi. That the Chatzerim didn't make an Erev together. So they didn't, well, they weren't Matthew to carry from your house out into your Chotzer, into the next Chotzer. But maybe we're talking about even in the case where the Chatzerim made their own private Eruv Chatzeris. That in each Chotzer you're allowed to carry out from your house into the Chotzer. So even though it's Shchiach to have Kalim from your house in the Chotzer, still we say it's Mutter. So this will be, this may it's not a Kasha on Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonin. For the Gemara of a whole like Irvu Katani, the Braisa still says they did not make an Erev. Mashma, they did not make an Erev at all. Not even between the Chotzer and the Batim. So mashma is only mutter in a case where it's not shchiach b'chlal to have the kelim from your house in the chotzer, and then there's no gzeira. But then echnami, any time you have an eruv b'chatzeris that you're allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer, that it is shchiach to have kelim from your house in the chotzer, mashma there is the gzeira. And for the Gemara, no, ma'ilo irvu, what does it mean? They didn't make an eruv here. It means le nishtatfu. You have to zet sign to say it means there's no shtufa mevoyis. The chatzerim do not get together to be matter them to carry from the house into the chotzer into the movi. But then the chanami, a posture the eruv chatzer was to carry from the house into the chotzer that they did have, and still according to Reb Shimon, you are allowed to carry out from one chotzer to another chotzer the kelim that started out in the house. So this is one teretz to be miyashiv, but won't be a kasha on Shmuel and Reb Yechidin. For Yiboy Yisema, another teretz is I'll tell you Reb Shimon ledivrayim the rabbanon kormelu. Reb Shimon now was only talking back to the rabbanon. Reb Shimon says like this. Lididi, according to me, my own shita, Reb Shimon shita himself is loishno irvu v'loishno lo irvu. There's no nafkamina whether there is an eruva chatzeris between the house and the chotzer, or there's no eruva chatzeris between the house and the chotzer. Still, the din is you're allowed to carry out kalim that started out in the chotzer from one chotzer into another chotzer, into a gag, into a mafeses, into a chadra, into a mavui, into a karfi. It's all mutu according to me, according to Reb Shimon. But according to you, Rabbonin, why aren't you minded to me that in the case where they did not make any Eruvi Chatzeris at all, that we should sachasi? Why do you argue on me and say you're not allowed to carry out from the Chatzur into the Kafif or into the Movi? Why aren't you minded that where there's no Eruvi Chatzeris? So the Kalim and the Chatzur, Lachura, started out in the Chatzur. So it's called one Rishus to carry out from a Chatzur into a Movi. Why do you argue on me? The Yomru Lei Rabbonin, the Rabbonin answered back to Reb Shimon, Loi, Shtei Rishri Yisein, you should know to carry out from a Chotzer to a Karfif, or from a Chotzer into the Movi, those are considered two different Rishriyas. We don't look as if it's one, it looks like two different Rishriyas. A Karfif and a Movi is a different Tashmish than the Chotzer. Therefore the Rabbonin say, even in the case of Loi Irvu, that there's no Gzer you'll have Kalim from the house. They're only Kalim from the Chotzer, still you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer, still you're not allowed to carry from the chotzer into the mavui or into the karfif. But that's only according to Chachamim. But then Echnami, Reb Shimon himself holds that there's no gzera, bein irvu, bein lo irvu, you're allowed to carry kelim that started out in the chotzer, from the chotzer to the mavui to the karfif, all over. So Melo, there's no kasha on Shmuel and Reb Yechanan. Yeah, Zemur Vaita, Omamar, before we learned, over mavui yosa, that what, that according to Chachamim, you're not allowed to carry in the Movi. So it's mashmim, in the Movi itself you can't carry, even if a keli started out in the Movi, you can't carry it in the Movi. Even though in this Movi there are four walls, you have three walls, and the fourth wall, l'churu, there's a Kari of Alechi, but since you did not make a Shduchim of Hoyis, it's mashmim, not allowed to carry in the Movi itself. If the Churu's at Gemara, Leimim, Messiah, L'Rab Zera. This should be a riot to Rab Zera, Shita, in your Masech to Shabbos, that Omar Rav, the Omar Rav Zera said over the name of Rav, Movu Shlod Nishtatfu Boy. If you have a Movi, even though it has a Kari of Alechi on it, but since they did not make a Shtufa Mevois, and not let it carry out from the Chotzer into the Movi, is the Locha Ein Metaltlin Elabadal Damas. In the Movi itself, even if you have a Keli that started out in the Movi, you're not let it carry more than Dal Damas. So the Churawa Bryce is a riot to Reb Zera Omar Rav. So the Gemara name, Eima Ula Movi Oser. It just means you can't carry out from a chotzer into the movi. But then echnami, if you have a keli that started out in the movi, or could be you are allowed to carry it all around the movi. It's just from the chotzer to the movi, that's what's also according to the Chachamim. The Chacham hold that a chotzer and a movi are considered two different rishuyas. For the Gemara, Ibezoi, Haini Reisha, it already said this halach in the Reisha that you can't carry out from the chotzer into the movi. And for the Gemara, Mishnah Yisrael Yitzvichle, no, I need two halachas here. I need this extra Mishnah. Why? Mal the time I would have thought. Ki pligi Rabbanan led Reb Shimon. When do the Rabbanan argue on Reb Shimon to say you're not allowed to carry out from a chotzer into the Movi? Even a keli that started out in the chotzer, still the Chum say you can't carry into the Movi. I tell you maybe Hani, immediately when is that? Heichad ala irvu. Only in the case where there is no Ruvi Chatzeris. So there is Shchiach to have kelim in the chotzer from the house. So then the Chum said there's a Gzerim, you can't carry Kalim in the Chotzer into the Movi. Because the Gzerim, maybe you come to carry the Kalim that came in your, from your house, that started out in your house that now you brought into the chatzar, maybe even those kelim you carry further into the movi. Maybe only that's what's osur. Abol hecha the lo yirvu. But in the case where there's no erubu chatzeris, so there's no kelim from the house in the chatzar. The kelim in the chatzar only started out there from the beginning of Shabbos. Is moidelei, maybe the rabbanim will be moidel to Reb Shimon kamash malon. That even in this case where there's no erubu chatzeris, still the rabbanim treat there is that a chotzer and a movi is considered two different rishuyis. Just like a chotzer and a karfif are two different rishuyis, they can't carry out from one to the other, even though they're both really rishus yochid, who are din rabbanim shiter is, from a chotzer to a movi, it's also. So that's why it says it two times. It tells us even in the case of lo yirvu, still the chom shiter is, it's also to carry from the chotzer into the movi.
Yeah, the more vaita.
Omalei Ravina la Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, Miyom Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is it right that Rabbi Yechon said, Halacha Krab Shimon, even Kishi Irvu, Ivom Rabbi Yechon always says, Halacha Kistam Nishna. We pass can like a Stam Nishna. Now, the kasha is going to be that there's a Stam Nishna that says Rabbi Shimon is only Mekom Kishi Lo Irvu. Mashenkin Kishi Irvu will be Yosser. What's the Raya? Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Kaisel Shebein Shte Chatzeris. If you have a wall, that's a mechitza in between two different chatzeres. Gevoya asara, it's like a 10 tvachamai, it's called the good mechitza. Vereichev arbo, and on top of the wall, it's wide 4 tvachim. In other words, the top of the wall has its own shem reshus yochid. Is alocho ma'arvin shnayim v'yein ma'arvin echad. These two chatzerim are only allowed to make two separate eruvs. They can't make one eruv chatzeres together. Since there's a wall dividing the two of them, there's no pesach, there's no opening from one to the other, they can't make one eruv, they would have to make two separate eruv chatzeres. Now, hoye b'roi shei peris. Let's say on top of this wall, there were fruits. There were peris there, which has its own shem reshus ha-yochid. Is elu oylem mikan v'yuchlim. The people on the right chutz are allowed to climb up the root, are allowed to climb up this wall and eat the peris on top there. And the people on the left chotzer are allowed to climb up this wall and eat the peris there. Why? Because it's a reshus yochid on top, and they could be mishtamish. They could use that reshus yochid. Since the peris are there on top of the wall, you're not carrying it from one chotzer to another chotzer. Ubovad, the Mishnah says ubovad, but be careful, ubovad shlo yiridu lamata. You're not allowed to bring down this peris, this fruits, down into the chotzer. So here you see, claw, there's an iser to carry this fruits, even though it's in this reshus yochid. It's not in the bayis. It's only on top of the kaisel, on top of the wall. So here that's like a chotzer. So you see, you're not allowed to carry it from one chotzer to another chotzer. Now this is a stam mishnah. So the chura bishleim, if you're going to learn like Rav learns, that even according to Rav Shimon, in a case of kishi irvu, when there is an eruv chatzeris, then there's a gzeru, not allowed to carry any kelim from one chotzer to another chotzer. I could find this mishnah is talking about in the case of kishirvu, where there was an eruv chatzeris. Each chotzer had their own eruv chatzeris, so it was shchiach to have kelim from the house in the chotzer. Therefore, the mishnah says you're not allowed to carry the peiros down from the top of this wall into each chotzer, because there's a gzeru. Maybe you come to carry the kelim from the house back up on top of the wall. Therefore, you can't use it. Bashenkin, according to Rabbi Yechonin Shver, Rabbi Yechonin says no, that according to Reb Shimon, it's always mutter to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, even if you have an eruv chatzeris. So Bzoi, why is there? How come there's a stam mishnah that says it's also? It says it's also to carry down the fruits from the top of the wall into one of the chatzerim. How could it be also? What's the use of carrying on top of the wall? That at most is like a chotzer, it's like reshus ha-yochid. It's good, it's 10 tfachim high, and it's ruch of dalad by dalad. But a kol poim is not a mokam diri, you don't live there, it's only like a chotzer. So how come here, enough in the Mishnah, it's not Mishnah, it says it's also to carry from on top of the wall down into the chotzer. And for the Gemara, my lamata, what does the Mishnah say, you're not allowed to carry down, lamata labatim. It actually means you're not allowed to carry these fruits from the top of the wall down into one of the houses. As into a house, pshita, that Reb Shimon was never matter. Reb Shimon was only matter to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer to a karfif, but not into the house. So here, that's what the Stam Mishnah says is also. Into the house, that's not a stir with Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon is also moida, you're not allowed to carry into the house from a chotzer. For the Gemara, v'otoni Rabbi Chiya, but Rabbi Chiya and the Braisa learned, ובוואן שלא יהיה זה עומד במקוימוי ויוחם. וזה עומד במקוימוי ויוחם. That the people on the right chotzer or on the left chotzer cannot stand down in their chotzer and take the peiris off the koisel and eat it in their chotzer. Even that is also. So the Chutz Mash Maklo then, that the B'chi is B'imaz B'ra'al Mishnam, that you're not allowed to carry from the koisel into the chotzer. Not only can't you carry from the koisel the peiris into your house, but even into the chotzer it's also. So again, it's a kashin of Yechanan. And for the Gemara or Malay, so Rabbi Yechanan can't answer back. If Rebbe doesn't say this pshat in the Mishnah, in the Stam Mishnah, how does Rebbe Chiya know to say this pshat? Because Rebbe Chiya really was a Talmud of Rebbe. So without Rebbe in the Mishnah didn't say this pshat, it could be this pshat is not emes, it's not a kashan Rabbi Yechidim. The Stam Mishnah that says it's osur, you're not allowed to carry down from on top of this wall, in between the two chaserim, downstairs, what does it mean? It could mean you're not allowed to carry into the house. But then the chnami, just to bring it down into the chotzer, avadim according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be mutter. So mele, there's no kasher from this Mishnah onto Rabbi Yechanan. That the locher is, then locher is like Rabbi Yechanan, that even though kishirvu, even though there is nevuv v'chaseris and there are some kelim from the house in the chotzer, still it's mutter to carry the kelim from the chotzer itself into another chotzer, into a karfif, into a gag, into a movi. So the Gemara itamar. If you have two different chotzes, and there's a churba, there's this house that caved down in between the two chotzerim. Achas irvo v'achas lo irvo. One of the two chotzerim made their own eruv chotzeros, they're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer, and the other chotzer did not make an eruv chotzeros. Is Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says like this. Now Rav Huna is a Talmud from Rav, and Rav Huna says like this. We let the chotzer that did not make an eruv chatzeris, they have the right to carry out into this churba. But to the other chotzer that did make an eruv chatzeris, we don't let them carry out from their chotzer into this churba. Why? Because maybe they'll carry out the kelim from the house, which there is an eruv chatzeris. So they're allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer, and they'll even take the keli further into this churba. Now that's vaday awesome, because they did not make an eruv chatzeris with the churba. They only made an eruv chatzeris to carry out from the house into the churba, from the house into the chotzer. So Rav Huna is a Talmud from Rav, that Rav paskin before, when do we hold like Rav Shimon? Only in the case of kishlo irvum, when there's no eruv chatzeris. So then the kelim in the chotzer only come from the chotzer. So then there's no gzeri let it carry out from one chotzer to another chotzer. So here also, we give this churba, like this in-between house, to the chotzer that does not have any rubik chaseris. Therefore, to carry out from their chotzer into the churba is mutter. Because what are you going to carry there? Only kelim that started out in the chotzer. Because you don't have kelim from the house, because they didn't make any rubik chaseris. So therefore, there's no gzeri let it carry from the chotzer into the churba. Mashenkin, the other chotzer, that has an eruv chatzeris, so by them it's shchiach to have kelim from the house in the chotzer. We don't let them carry out from the chotzer into this churba, because we're afraid maybe they'll come to carry the kelim from the house into the churba, which that is also. So that's Rav Huna's halacha here, but Rav Huna holds like Rav. So at the Gemara, v'chia bar Rav, but chia bar Rav says like this. Omar af le shirvu. Chiyav Rav says over, no, we even give this churba even to the other chotzer that has neruv chatzeris. And what's the halacha? Ushteyim asuris. This is what Chiyah himself is saying. Chiyah himself is saying that since we let both chatzerim use this churba, therefore it's also for both of them to carry from their chotzer into the churba. And Rashi says, I heard over from my father like this, that what aflish irvu, even to the other chotzer that does have an eruv chatzeris, they're also allowed to use this churba. Now, he is saying for himself, I'm explaining to hide the yom abba, that my father said, aflish irvu, that even the chotzer that made the eruv chatzeris is allowed to use this churba. You know what it means? Lesser al shteim kamam. He meant to say that now both chatzerim are also to carry out into this churba. Why? The gozer lo irvu ot irvu. We make exeru. You can't just let the chatzer that did not make the eruv use it, because once they're going to use it, The other chotzer that did make an error would also come to use it. And mail on that is the gzera, maybe they'll come to carry out the kelim from the house into the chotzer. In other words, he holds like Rav that there is a gzera. Whenever you have kelim from the house in the chotzer, it's also to carry any kelim into another chotzer. Now here, we have these two chotzerim have a right to use this churba. One chotzer made an erev, one chotzer did not make an erev. So there's a gzera, if you're going to let the chotzer that did not make the erev use it, we're afraid the other chotzer will also start using it. Now when the other chotzer starts using it, there's a gzera, since they did make an erev chaseris, so by them it's shchiach to have kelim from the house in the chotzer, we're afraid they'll come to carry out those kelim into the churba. Therefore, this churba is not called gzera l'gzera, it's called akulu chod gzera. It's like one big gzera. Therefore, we ask that nobody is allowed to carry out from their chotzer into the churba. V'yim toima. So the Chi himself is saying now, the Chi of Arav is saying, maybe you can ask me, shteyim mutaris, maybe the din should be, no, they're both mutar. Mifnei ma einoistem chotzer shela irvu l'chotzer sheirvu. Like, why don't we let the chotzer shela irvu use it, and the chotzer sheirvu should not use it? In other words, this is a kasha. If you're going to tell me here that both have a right to use it, how come Rav paskins before that a chotzer that made an eruv chaseris, they're not allowed to carry out their kelim, or even from the chotzer into another chotzer? Like, why not? Like, just like here was saying both are mutter, how come they're also they're both not mutter? So I'll give you a teretz. Hosam, over there by two chaserim, kivun the mintery mani debat in the chotzer. If you carry out the kelim from your house into the chotzer, it's watched there. The mantery, it's a place that it's watched. Therefore, it's shchiach to have kelim from your house in the chotzer. So I'll tell you, there's the gzeirom, osa lafuki. We're afraid to come to carry out those kelim into another chotzer. Mashenkein hocha b'churba. Here we're talking about you want to carry out into this middle churba, which is a haunted, a broken down house. Now, kivun de le mintri mani. The chotzer b'churba lo yose lafuki. Since the kelim of the chotzer, people won't carry it out so fast into the churba, because it's not watched there. It's a haunted down house. Therefore, since it's not shchiyah to carry out those kelim there, therefore here we don't make any gzeirah. So middle is a chilik. By regular chotzes we do make the gzeirah, but to carry out to the churba here there's no gzeirah, because usually you won't carry out the kelim from your house into the churba, because those kelim were not watched there. Yeah. And then the Gemara Taka says, Einachnami, that's Taka look like that. That Ika Diyamri, some say, chiyah barath oma afle she'irvu, that I heard over from my father, that in this case where the churba is in the middle, we let both chatserim use it. Itaka means ushteye mutaris, that both chatserim are allowed to use and carry out into this churba. I v'im taim yichres mekashre chiba rav is a talmud from Rav. I v'im taim ushteye masuris. Why aren't they both also exerim? Maybe you come to carry out the kelim from your house into the other chatser. The fishein noistin chatesh la irvu la chatser shirvu. Why is it worse than two chatserim? We do make the gzera. Anytime one chatser made an eruv chatseris, they can't carry out their kelim. Hosam atayekivun the mintri bani debatim v'chatser l'sharibu rabbonin. Since in your chatser it's a place that's watched, so it's shchiach to carry out a lot of kelim there. So even though you have some kelim that started out in the chatser at the beginning of Shabbos, but you also have a lot of kelim that started out in the house. So therefore, the other Rabbanan, or according to Rav at least, says we make the Gzeirim not to carry out any Kelim. Why the Osel Afuk, you come to carry out the Kelim of the house? Abo b'churba la'mintari. Mashenkin a'churba, since here it's a haunted house, it's not watched so much, so you don't take out so many Kelim there. Therefore, we're not afraid we don't make the Gzeirim. That if you come to carry the Kelim that was Shabbos in the Chotzer, maybe you come to carry out the Kelim that started out in the house also. As in the Churba, the Chlal, there are not that many Kelim there, therefore we don't make the Gzera. So therefore it's no kash, even according to Rav, it could be by a Churba, it's Mutter. It's only Osa, Dafka, only in a Chotzer to a Chotzer it's Osa, but not into a Churba. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Gag godol somuch legag koten. Gag godol somuch lekoten. You have a big roof that's near a small roof. Is the halacha hagodol mutter? In the big roof, you are allowed to carry, because since it's wider than the small roof, we consider the extra width gifufin like it's the mechitza for the fourth side. Therefore, negate to the big roof, there are four mechitzes. We are cotton osir. But the smaller roof is osir, because since its fourth side is open completely to the big roof, there's no mechitzah in between them. Therefore, the small one is osir to carry. It's like poros pemluya to another rishus, that it's osir. Now Rashi learns our Mishnah could come out according to everybody, even according to Rav Meir that says you're allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, because here we're talking about taking out the kelim from your house. Like Rashi says, lahachnis lekli habayis shelamatam. If you want to carry out the kelim from your house into your roof, then we say that the bnei kotam do not aser on the bnei godel, because nageir to the bigger roof there's a mechitzah in between. Mashenki, the gate to the smaller roof, there's no mechitzah in between. Therefore, from the smaller roof, you're not allowed to carry out your kelim from your house into the chotzer. Huadin, the Mishnah says, chotzer gedolah shenifrutz laktana. If you have a big chotzer that's opened up completely into the small chotzer, is alocha gedolah muteris. The bigger chotzer, since it's wider than the smaller chotzer, the extra width on both sides is like its own mechitzah. So the big chotzer has its mechitzas all around it. Therefore, they're allowed to make their own eruv chaseris separately. The smaller chotzer, since its fourth side is open completely into the big chotzer, it becomes aser. That the smaller one is aser, it can't carry out, because the bigger one asers on them. So Mishnah says, why? Because the small one is considered like a pesach, like an opening to the big one. And like Rashi says, G'dela muteris, loitzi kli habatim shebo im irvul yatzma. If they made their own eruvah chaseris, lo yasir yalo b'nei katana. And the people living in the small chotzer don't ask on the big chotzer. Hey, since we consider as if there's a mechitz between the two of them, the small one do not ask on the big one. And the Mishnah says, loshin mfnei shi kapischa shegedela. It's like an opening to the big one, it doesn't ask on the big one. Yeah, now we'll soon see in the Gemara, it's Medai from this Loshen, Kepischa Shagudelo, Mashmah, that the Katana is Nigrer, like goes after the big one. The Iker is the big Chotzer, and the small one gets noch schlept, is pulled into the big one. We'll soon see in the Gemara this Loshen. Eshen Zot the Gemara, Lomoli Lemisni Tarti, why do I have to have two cases for in the Mishnah? Pshita, they're both the exact same Alochem, between it's a big roof next to a small roof, or a big Chotzer next to a small Chotzer, they're both the exact same Alochem. Since the bigger one is wider than the smaller one, so the wider part lies like Yifufim, like the fourth wall, so the big one has the mechitza in between them, and the small one doesn't have a mechitza in between them. What does the Mishnah have to say two cases for? And for the Gemara, the Rav, Ketoni, Gag, Dungmi, the Chotzer. According to Rav, Rav Shita before was, that according to Chachomim, from one Gag to another Gag, you're not allowed to carry, and who are then each Gag by itself is also also to carry more than Daldamis. Since we don't say good asik, because the mechitzas are not nikaris there, since the two roofs are like attached, so any time you don't say the mechitzas, you don't say good asik. Therefore, on each roof, it's also to carry more than dal damis, because there's no fourth wall there, so it's like poros to a makam asurullah. So Rav says, that's pshat for now, Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, gag dum yidechotzer, that the mechitzas on top of the roof are just as noticeable as a chotzer is. Ma chotzer, just like a regular chotzer. Minkura mechitzos, it's mechitzis, you could tell. You could see the mechitzis on a chotzer. There's nothing to do with a nicker. You could clearly see the mechitzis. I tell you, av gag, the same alocher is by a roof, by a gag, nami minkura mechitzos. When does the mechitzis help? When do we say good asik by the mechitzis on top of the roof? Only the mechitzis that you could see the wall. In other words, if you're standing on top of the roof and you look down on the side, you could see the walls of the house. Then we say good asik mechitza. Mashenkin, in between the two roofs, with the place where they're attached, if you look down, you don't see any wall of the house. In such a place, you do not say good asik. Therefore, in between the two roofs, there's no mechitza dividing them. So one is open completely to the other one. That's a raya terav. In such a case, you don't have a mechitza, so one would ask around the other one that you're not allowed to carry more than dal damis. Talimur says, Shmuel, though, what about Shmuel? Shmuel Shita was no. Even though you do not recognize the mechitzas, still you say good asik. So, why does the Mishnah say two cases for? Oh, let's turn over.